Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to another episode of That's Dicey. I'm Andrew.
I'm Steph.
I'm Xavier.
And today we're going to make some characters in Pathfinder. I myself won't be making a character because, the sad GM life is great. Currently they're going through the ancestries, you know, covering the ABCs, if you will, of Pathfinder character creation. Ancestry, background, class, if anyone's asking that question. So what are we thinking?
I'm honestly debating on fetchling right now.
I want to be lizard folk. I was leaning human, but then lizard person just really sounds fun.
Yeah.
These are like buff lizards. Yeah. Like you click on the more info, this lizard is jacked.
Yeah, the swole lizard type.
I'm rethinking this. I don't want a buff lizard. It's like...
punch things with my lizard.
Like a Florida gator that goes to the gym five times a week.
He is just in the your sewer.
Buff lizard.
Oh my god.
The swollest.
That is the beast.
Can I be like a scrawny lizard?
Yeah, I mean, you could. We can adjust anything.
We're just going to get rid of this.
Appearance-wise, we can pretty much adjust anything. As far as like mechanics and stuff go, I'm not yet at a place that I think I'm comfortable completely with the entirety of this system. So mechanically, we'll have to keep it the same. But if it's an appearance thing, I don't care. You can look like whatever you want to look like.
Scrawny little lizard.
You can be a lizard person that looks like a gnome if you really want to. But you gotta have lizard people statistics.
Yeah.
Just random gnome with lizard tongue and you're like, what's happening? I have a tail too.
No! No! No!
Not the tail. Not again.
Took me 2 weeks to grow this one back.
So we're gonna skip the archetype thing.
I was already on that page.
Because the archetype thing is a weird, additional thing.
What'd it do?
Essentially, archetypes are, multi-classing, but also there are separate archetypes that don't fit necessarily into a particular class. Mm-hmm. They give you extra things that you can do, so you can do, weird other stuff. So, we picked the ancestry. There's another piece of the ancestry thing that we need to cover. So if you're on the click more details thing, there are feats, or actually hold on,
feats
bounce out of there.
I'm on background.
Fetchling feats.
Okay.
You can background if you want to now and then come back to the feat thing. But all of the different ancestries have feats, but then they also have heritages. Mm-hmm. And we got to pick a heritage and we got to pick a feat at first level that you get starting the game from being whatever you are.
Okay,
the heritages fit more into like a cultural thing.
Mm-hmm.
So like the fetchling that you chose is the embodiment of your, you know, physical aspects and things.
Yeah.
And then the heritage would be like you grew up in a mountain and so you're used to the cold or something like that. Go back up and then back to ancestry.
So is this pretty much like ability?
The feat is a bonus ability. If you like one in particular that you see in this table, if you scroll over to the actual name of it and click it, it'll open and it'll tell you what it does.
Okay.
And then if you have questions about that, I can explain. And then you're a lizard person?
Yes.
Well, so, yeah, we find the lizard people. Where are lizards?
There. And then more details.
Yeah, and then up at the top, there's feats and heritages. We'll have to pick one of each of those. And those are sort of like modifiers to you personally.
Ooh.
Whereas you are a lizard person, but your lizard person is specifically this thing. So the feats, you can pick a level 1 feat. I might need to clarify that maybe.
I need to pick a level one.
One of my options is Reptile Rider. I'm a reptile. Hey, can you just imagine going up to like another human and be like, Piggy Bank Ride?
Just like,
reptiles. What if it works, though? So what you need to be? Work?
But yeah. And then, onward. Then the heritages are like, I was saying, cultural aspect things about where you grew up and how you grew up.
Wait, so to get more information about it, do I tap on the name?
Yeah, or you just click the name of it, and then it'll open it up, and it'll tell you essentially what it does mechanically. But being that you don't know any of the mechanics, it's going to be hard to figure out what. So
all of this is going to be difficult for me to learn.
Yeah, but it's the fun of learning new things.
Yeah.
And once you get the hang of it, it's actually not as hard.
My feat is lizard folklore.
Okay.
You
know about the lizards.
Yeah, I know about the lizards. I have proficiency in nature and survival.
Oh, that's dope.
Simplest one for me to understand is Shrouded Mane, or Mine, however you say that word.
Okay. Yeah. If that's the one you want, kick it. And then, yeah, we'll move on to the heritage thing.
Heritage.
And then we can go back to backgrounds and then classes, and then we'll cover skills and how those work, that type of stuff.
Yeah, I used to watch my brother's partner, and I never understood a single thing.
Yeah, no, it's initially, like, getting into it, it's really, like, mucky and weird,
because
there's so many things going on all at once. But once you get, like, into, like, actually playing the game, it's like, I want to do X, and then the person running the game says how you do X is, and then you just do that, and then you look at your numbers and you add them up and see if you do it.
All right.
So it's less complicated in the long term, but in like short term figuring it out, it's going to be like, why is there so many things and how do I figure all of them out and why do I care about this?
I am a color changing lizard. My heritage is unseen lizard folk.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, so now we can do the heritage thing.
I'm on it.
You know, check those out. They got some really interesting stuff in the heritage spot, because it's kind of like this weird like space for them to give you just random things, which is something I think I like about Pathfinder a lot, is it gives you the like customization base level. Like, you start the game and you get to say, I want all this weird stuff. I want to be the weird, you know, dude who hides in the dark. I'm the dark
hide. I feel shot at.
I'm the dark hide man. I'm going to be back to get my charger. Apparently my computer is dying.
Well, he's gone. I'm stirring the soup.
Yeah, it's cool. So, in the meantime, while they're figuring out that stuff, we can just run through some of the things I thought were cool in this ancestry list. There's gnolls. Gnolls are cool. There's frog people. Frog people are dope. One that I was really interested in, the Leshy, is like super duper cool. They're like vine people, and you can have like a pumpkin as a head, and you can stuff things into the pumpkin and carry them around, and that's like your storage to store things in your head.
It gives me swamp bender vibes from Avatar, the guy who just lives in the vines and is the big creature.
Yeah. there's a lot of cool stuff in here. The Kanrasu is crazy. It's like a cosmic force jammed into a shard that manifests in a tree. And like, you just run around as a like tree person that has like a cosmic force in his chest.
You can be an android. You can be a robot.
You can be a puppet, which is poppet in this.
Are you puppeted by anyone?
You can be a shuni, which is hilarious. They're pug people. Well, technically they're bipedal dog people, but all of the ones that they have art for are pugs. So you can be a skeleton. The skeleton is cool. Someone I know was talking about making a skeleton bard that uses their ribs as their instrument.
Very cool. Like,
that's hilarious. Yeah, there's a ton of cool things. A bunch of things I didn't mention. So if you go to the fantastic website, Archives of Nethys, they have all the rules. Are we moving on to backgrounds or backgrounding?
Backgrounding.
Yeah.
Your background comes with skills, and then it comes with a feat, and then it comes with an ability score boost.
I like that one of the backgrounds is anti-tech activist. I don't trust them, their machines.
All of the ability boosts, a side thing to explain, I guess. You start, all of your stats start at 10, and then an ability boost is +2, and an ability flaw is -2. And you add those in as you go.
Could be a back alley doctor.
Yeah.
My feet is risky surgery.
You can save a life, but they could die.
Or, if I still want risky surgery as a feat, I could also be a barber. Barber also comes with risky surgery. You get the classic
barber style.
The ability scores that you get in the background are going to be one free one, and then one has to be one of two choices that they give you. So the one I'm looking at currently is Academy Dropout. That's just the first one. And it says one must be intelligence or charisma, and one is free. Free means you can pick any of them. The six base statistics of the game are the same as 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons.
I want to be a bookkeeper. I think it'd be really cute to have a little lizard guy that, like, owns a library, and, like, I can stick to the shelves and, like, climb up them and...
Oh, yeah.
Well, I want to be a thief.
Yeah.
Gecko style. That's good.
I want to be a thief.
Steal my books.
No promises. I might want to read Moby Dick.
Fight you. Don't touch my dick.
You know what? Maybe I want to. Just because you said that, I'm thinking that. I'm now going to steal all your books, and you're going to question where they all went.
In addition,
just all the books that have dick in the title.
Another thing to circle back around, because I wasn't going to cover it, but I realized that the backgrounds have the ability boost thing. Your original, your ancestry has ability boost as well.
I'm coming for your books.
And then they have statistics that are in the thing also that... you should look at. Circle back around to that.
So, what is the source if I go to it?
It's just what explaining it
primarily what it is.
It tells you what it is, and then it gives you the mechanical things that you get from it.
I'm going to have to do a lot of research to be able to come back here.
Currently, it's mostly just like the vibe, man's the vibe. What feels like a fun character to play? And less about, like, the mechanical things, because that'll all be figured out. And then once you get the mechanical things and they make sense to you, then you can start caring where you put mechanics in.
Yeah.
But most of the game is figuring out how to play the game in the sense that, like, you're making a character and playing as that character.
So, you want to know something I just thought? What if you were a ASMR D&D podcaster? So today we're creating a new character.
And it's just dice.
Yeah.
Dice crackling.
And got the shaving cream on it.
Yeah.
I'll watch all that ASMR.
The phones are coming back to attack us.
Did you pick a background?
Yeah.
What'd you pick?
Alkenstar Outlaw. It's thievery.
Interesting.
And subtle theft.
Okay. Write down the feat
Okay.
somewhere. And then write down the ability things. So you can pick one of the ability things, and then you can pick any ability thing, but we'll come back to that. Because it's best to get all of the boosts and flaws and whatever all together and then figure it out.
Wait, I have my constitutional rights?
No.
It says constitution.
Yeah, constitution is not a reference to a document that doesn't apply to everyone.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know which one to pick.
You don't have you just write them both down, and then later on, once we get there, we can pick everything. Because when you pick your class will want to focus on different abilities and things. So you'll be able to say, "Oh, I want to focus on this because my class wants to do it."
Grace, you can't be here if you're gonna watch videos. This is a really strong microphone. It's gonna pick up every noise.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
It picked me scratching my chest. When I was scratching my chest, I was like, what is that scratching I hear?
It also picked that up currently.
Really?
I have the eye for numbers feet.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know what that means.
You can
Black Ops 2. You
can click on it and it'll tell
what the numbers mean.
Oh, shit. No.
Who is it?
No one important.
The AAA.
Allison.
It's not Allison.
It's J.G. Wentworth.
Allison would text me.
Hey, I've been trying to reach you for your car's warranty.
That makes sense, actually. I don't want to extend it, though. I understand.
You have no choice now.
You want me to extend it.
You picked up the phone.
Listen, I don't.
You picked up the phone.
I don't want to do this. I'm not okay. Actually, can you call back and talk to my wife?
Yeah. Yo, what happened?
I don't know.
I don't know. You got a new one, Colin.
That's the same thing. Irritating. Oftentimes, it's the school calling me to notify me that people are late to classes and that people are not in classes. And they call me for every class separately.
Really?
Leave a voicemail for every class. And then they email me after that. Yeah.
I wouldn't want that.
They're like, well, you didn't receive my call, so now I'm going to email you just in case.
You know what? You did receive the call, and I'm still going to leave you an email.
So, yeah, you got the feet, you got the abilities.
Yeah.
That is the background. That's cool. What the heck? What the heck does happen? Write down these skill things to the thievery underworld lore thing.
Oh yeah.
And then next time I'll actually print out character sheets, and then we can throw all this into character sheets. I just fail at going to the FedEx Kinko's.
Dang.
Incredibly terrible, honestly. Yeah, so background's cool. The ancestry thing we gotta circle back to, and then classes and skills are the last things, and then we can figure out all the numbers. Backgrounds are super interesting. Give you a bunch of stuff. They give you a feat. They give you skills. They give you all kinds of stuff. I like the idea of having ability scores tied to the background, too. It's like, oh, you did this repeatedly in your life, and you're good at this thing. So you'd have this ability score increase.
I feel like my little bookkeeper lizard would be a wizard.
Lizard wizard.
But like, he's always reading books.
Right?
So like,
yeah.
Yeah, it makes
sense. He's already got a book.
Yeah.
Right now.
I gotta dump stuff in the soup.
Wait, so you're a shadow person?
Indeed.
That's also a wolf?
Indeed. Nice. Well, can pretty much shape-shift into a wolf.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Cool stuff you can do.
Yeah.
The
only problem is that I'm just now realizing, if I'm also a thief, what if I just stole something and accidentally turn it? I'm just going to be running.
Yeah.
I'm going to be running with your books in my wolf mouth.
God damn it. Those are leather bound. One of a kind.
Well, I like the scent of leather.
I really like the idea of us playing and, like, you doing something wolfy and me, my lizard ass, calling you animal.
Oh god, we don't need to turn this into a reality TV show.
Absolutely.
Actually, that's the TTRPG that I'm working on. Self plug. is about TV series and like role playing as TV series characters. So the players will be actors in the show, and then the person running the game is the director of the show. And essentially, you have like network goals that you have to meet to continue the show for another season. And then all the actors will have their own goals, and that's how they get like bigger benefits and cooler things that they can do in the
game. And that's where Rick and Morty will destroy competition.
If anyone from a Rick and Morty team is listening, you know, I'm here for the collab.
Yeah, come on.
The Rick and Morty expansion, I'm here for it.
New episode? We already got episode 4 on YouTube. Come on. We'll be part of
it. We would never watch Rick and Morty on YouTube.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. We pay for cable.
I got Hulu. You want to know what is good, though? Solar Opposites. It's the same voice actors of Rick and Morty.
Oh, that's cool.
Sorry.
No?
What?
No?
No, it's great. It's got a cook. Like, you add something, it cooks. You add something, it cooks.
So what if you don't want to?
Circle back around. Meal. Circle back around to the ancestry thing. Real quick. So if you click your ancestry, to look at more details thing, and then scroll down past all the random lore stuff, down towards the bottom, there'll be mechanics. We'll say lizard folk mechanics. And then underneath that, it'll have hit points, it'll have size.
And ancestries?
Speed, yeah. Find the ancestry and then click the more details and then...
Oh, the one that I picked already?
And then on that page, it'll have it. And then it'll have all that stuff. And then you can just jot that down somewhere. So later on, you have it.
What am I looking for? I'm sorry.
This? That, yeah. Okay. And then, so you get hit points from your ancestry, and then you get hit points from your class. And you add those two together, and that's how many starting hit points you have.
And mine is 8.
Yeah. But you also are going to pick a class, and your class will have a number too, so you'll have more than 8.
I'm writing all this down?
Okay. You can just, like, write it somewhere. I don't know. That'll be a thing. And then you already picked wizard, but you'll have to pick a class, and then we can go through some of the class things. And then we can do one final talk about skills and ability score increases. And then I don't think we need to cover equipment and things in this episode. We can figure that out next time, because we're already at like 6:10. So
I have a free ability.
Yeah, that just means you get to pick any one and put a +2 in it.
We're going to come back to that.
Yeah, we'll come back to all the ability scores. Yeah. Something of interest in second edition of Pathfinder, critical hits are like incredibly common, which is interesting. And that's on both sides, for players and for enemies. A really cool thing is that the enemies act exactly the same as the players do. So there's no, like, I don't have to learn how your game works and how my game works.
Separately. Me in the mirror arguing with myself.
Yeah. You could do a D&D podcast alone. it's me and me.
Welcome to Me and Me.
Welcome to Me and Me, a weekly Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Where I am inside the dungeon.
Where I am inside the dragon.
So, class. Pick the class. Picking the class. You scroll up to the bar thing and then click class. And we'll figure out what the class is. And then, Steph, you are a wizard.
I am trained in perception. I'm trained in fortitude. I'm trained in reflex. And I'm an expert in will.
Oh.
I love that guy.
Speaking of that. Yeah, that's a thing. So Did you get the HP thing from Wizard?
No.
So it's...
Is it up or down?
Six plus... It's up at the top, right at the start. That's six don't, plus your constitution modifier.
Don't make me pick summoner so I can get more of the boys in on this. You get a plus
two to intelligence.
How do I know what my constitution modifier is?
Once you pick it, once you set the statue, then you'll be able to do that. And then, you get the plus two to intelligence. Which is another cool thing I like about Pathfinder.
Which is good because it cancels out my
flaw
of being dumb.
Yeah, but if you have a flaw, you also have a free ability score in your thing. Mm-hmm. So you get two ability scores and a free, or you get one and a free. So you get two and a free one, and then a flaw, or you get one and a free one. And that's how stats work. So the free one cancels out the flaw. Because you still get the same amount of numbers, I guess. Except for one of your numbers could be low if you don't ever change it. Then there's a bunch of stuff in the class stuff. You got questions about classes?
I instantly picked Barbarian.
Nice. All right. Click on it. Click on a Barbarian. And then there's going to be a bunch of stuff.
I already read the details. I was this close to picking Summoner.
You get five cantrips and two first level spells? That's dope. Let's just start with bang. You get an arcane thesis? That's cool.
Wait a minute. So do I pick a thing? What is this called? I forget. I'm blanking on it right now.
A feat?
Yeah, a feat from
yes.
it.
Yes. at least I think. Hold on. Let me look at Barbara. Trend in. Yeah, you get a feed at first level. And you get rage at first level.
I'm getting raging thrower.
Nice. You get rage instinct.
So if you try to take that book, I am throwing it at you, and it will hurt your shins.
I'm gonna catch it with my sticky hands.
Are you challenging me?
I got magic. Look out.
Dun 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 dun.
Oh no.
On a scale of 1 to 10, you don't exist anymore. What? That's not how magic works. You don't know how magic works, Barbarian. No! I guess Steph doesn't get a feat until second Sad. Level. That's interesting. But you do get an arcane thesis. And instead of forcing you to have a book, you can designate an item that your spells are in. You just pick anything.
I am going to be taking your stick.
You have that, you can cast your...
If you pick a stick.
So like it could be a trinket?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Pick a stick, then we can play fetch.
No. And then you get the arcane bond.
It's all my spells.
I'll have your stick. I
can... And then you can use the drain bonded item action. Which lets you cast something you already cast without spending a spell slot once per day. Yeah. Or does it say you need a spell book? Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, it does say spell book. Oops.
Darn.
This bonded item is a separate thing. But you know what? If you want to do that, that's fine. Because I think the purpose of having the book is not really... It's flavorful, but it's not a necessary thing. So if you want to just make it an item, that should be fine. You have to explain how you store spells in there.
I'm picturing, a little mushroom jewelry box where the lid opens up. Maybe I write them on little scraps of paper and then just put them in my little jewelry box.
A little death note.
Yeah. Just little pieces and then...
Yeah.
Little jewelry box that lives inside of my cloak.
Now read these arcane...
I'm the cutest lizard around.
So made you want to lose all your muscle.
Arcane Thesis, you get a familiar from that one. You gain one first level metamagic wizard feat. Oh, okay. Spell blending. What? When you make your daily preparations, you can trade two spell slots of the same level for a bonus spell slot of up to two levels higher than the traded spells. You can exchange as many spell slots as you have available. Interesting. Okay. Spell substitution. Okay. Interesting. When do you get metamagic? Is that a...
That could be my arcane thesis.
I guess that might be.
Metamagic.
Right. So then, there's a bunch of stuff in Barbarian that numbers and shit to write down. Proficiencies. Blah, 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 blah. Blubbers. Where the book? So, here, you get a boost to strength. Your hit points are 12 plus your con modifier. Write that down. Down here, it'll have all your proficiency shit, all this. And then you write down all the class features in the first level thing. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. Jot all that down. And that's your class. And then, like I said, I think we can cover the darn points and where to put them, and then pick out some skills, and then explain how skills work. Actually, in the meantime, I'll explain how skills work. So skills have four tiers. Trained, expert, master, and legendary. Those each have a number denoted to them. I don't remember what the number is for each one. What? Fetchling, beastkin.
Yes.
Thief, barbarian. I like to rob people with anger.
I like to rob people. If I get caught, I throw it back at you. You better hide your ankles and your shins. I am coming for them.
So, the ability boost works in... You start at 10, and then you take all the ones that you have, and each boost is plus 2, and then each flaw is minus 2, and you apply those to your thing, wherever you want them to go, and then that'll be your stats for the game. The 6 stats are as follows: strength, dex, con, intelligence, wisdom, charisma. Write this down somewhere.
Right, what?
Strength, dex, and then con, and then intelligence, wisdom, and charisma. They're the same as 5th edition. And then all of those start at 10, but don't write down 10 because you're going to change it immediately. And then you take all the boosts that you have. So look through all your different things and see where you have boosts. Where did you write those?
I don't know.
So... this one, the
dexterity?
Yeah, the dex and con thing. Those are, you get one of those, and then you get a free one.
Then there's dexterity again.
Yeah.
And then I have a free one, yeah.
Yeah, so you have 2 free ones and a dex. So you have 1 dex, so I guess put a plus 2 in dex. And then you have a dex or a constitution, so pick either one of those. Barbarians focus a lot on strength. But constitution is also a secondary good thing because you're going to be, like, in the front fighting. Like, barbarians don't really fight.
So then plus 1?
Far away. No, it's a plus. All of them are plus 2. Okay. So then you got the con, and then now you have the 2 free ones that you can put anywhere. And then you get 4 more free ones that are just basic. You start the game, make a character.
Right.
So you get the ones from your...
So plus 1 or plus 2.
They're all plus 2.
Okay.
And then you don't have a flaw, so you don't have to subtract the less 2, because you only have the 2 ability scores. Increase things. And then I got skilling. We had to find what...
Can I double up on one of those, the plus 4? Like, 4 things or just 4 points?
4 plus 2s.
4 plus 2s? Yeah. Can I double them up?
Yeah, you can put them in the same place if you want. You put all 4 of them in the same place if you want to.
Wait, so I had these 2, and then 2 free, and then I have 4.
You have 4 free. More. Yeah.
So I have 2 more.
Yeah. You want? Yeah. Once you get those, that's pretty much it, other than skills.
I'm a smart lizard.
You want a cobra?
No.
Trying to get.
I'm a scrawny lizard.
He's got the skills to pay the bill.
You want a cobra?
Okay. Yeah, so, god darn it, where? So, there's skills work in, god dang, why the heck? I know this was listed somewhere. Anyway, there's a bunch of skills. So there's acrobatics, arcana, athletics, crafting, deception, diplomacy, intimidation, lore, which is, like, lore can be anything. You have, like, the option to say, Like, a lot of the ones that they give you are specific, but, like, if you take lore as a skill, you can say, I want lore of, like, potatoes. Like, I'm the potato lore master. I know everything about potatoes and how they grow and where they come from.
I created the potato.
I am the lord of potato knowledge. Anyway, so the skills are broken up into untrained, then there's trained, expert, master, and legendary.
So if I'm trained in something, it doesn't mean anything?
If you're trained in it, you can use it.
Oh, okay.
And you can use the actions related to the skill, which is another thing in the game.
Trained in a lot of stuff.
So starting at untrained, it's 0. Trained is 2. Expert is 4. Master is 6. And legendary is 8. That's a plus to any rolls you make to use that skill. I think that your classes let you pick some skills if you haven't done that, but I'm not sure, because I don't know everything about all the classes. Or never mind, they just give you all of them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They don't give you any bonus proficiencies. Okay, well, that's good. That's good. All right. Everything is good. That's it. You have successfully made a character.
Nice.
The only thing that we need to do is jam it onto a character sheet, which will provide places for all this disparate nonsense that's going on over there. I guess people listening, tune in next time. We're going to try to play a game of Pathfinder. Hopefully we'll have another person.
It'll be a vibe.
And thanks for tuning in. That's another episode. I'm Andrew.
Well, I'm Seth.
And I'm Xavier.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.